Episode 6 of Macbeth by William Shakespeare, performed by members of Suitcase Theatre Company in Abergavenny, Wales. This episode is entitled Blood Will Have Blood. Macbeth keeps secret from his wife the planned murder of Banquo and his son. The murderers succeed in killing Banquo, but Fleance escapes. At a banquet that evening, Macbeth sees the ghost of the murdered Banquo and vows to return to meet again with the three weird sisters.
Is Banquo gone from court?
Aye, madam, but returns again tonight.
Say to the king I would attend his leisure for a few words.
Madam, I will.
Nought's had, all's spent. Where our desire is got, without content. 'Tis safer to be that which we destroy than by destruction dwell in doubtful joy. How now, my lord? Why do you keep alone of sorriest fancies your companions making? Using those thoughts which should indeed have died with them they think on? Things without all remedy should be without regard. What's done is done.
We have scorched the snake, not gilded. She'll close and be herself, whilst our poor malice remains in danger of her former tooth. But let the frame of things disjoint, both the worlds suffer, ere we will eat our meal in fear and sleep in the affliction of these terrible dreams that shake us nightly. Better be with the dead, whom we, to gain our peace, have sent to peace, than on the torture of the mind to lie in restless ecstasy. Duncan is in his grave. After life's fitful fever, he sleeps well. Treason has done his worst, nor steel, nor poison, malice domestic, foreign levy. Nothing can touch him further.
Come on, gentle my lord. Sleek o'er your rugged looks. Be bright and jovial among your guests tonight.
So shall I, love. And so, I pray, be you. Let your remembrance apply to Banquo, present him eminence, both with eye and tongue. Unsafe the while that we must lave our honours in these flattering streams and make our faces vizards to our hearts, disguising what they are.
You must leave this.
Oh, full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife. Thou knowest that Banquo and his Fleance lives.
But in them nature's copies not etern.
There's comfort yet. They are assailable. Then be thou jocund. Ere the bat hath flown his cloistered flight, ere to black Hecate summons the shard-born beetle with his drowsy hums, hath rung night's yawning peal, there shall be done a deed of dreadful note.
What's to be done?
Be innocent of the knowledge, dearest Chuck, till thou applaud the deed. Come, sealing night, scarf up the tender eye of pitiful day, and with thy bloody and invisible hand cancel and tear to pieces that great bond which keeps me pale. Light thickens, and the crow makes wing to the rooky wood. Good things of day begin to droop and drowse, whilst night's black agents to their prayers do rouse. Thou marvellest at my words, but hold thee still. Things bad begun make strong themselves by ill. So, prithee, go with me.
Thank you. But who did bid thee join with us?
Macbeth.
He needs not our mistrust, since he delivers our offices and what we have to do to the direction just.
Then stand with us. The west yet glimmers with some streaks of day. Now spurs the lated traveller apace to gain the timely inn. And near approaches the subject of our watch.
Hark! I hear horses.
Give us a light there, ho!
Then 'tis he. The rest that are within the note of expectation already are in the court.
His horses go about.
Almost a mile, but he does usually. So all men do, from hence to the palace gate, make it their walk.
A light, a light.
'Tis he.
Stand to it.
It'll be rain tonight.
Let it come down.
Oh. Fly, good prince. Fly. Fly, fly. Thou mayest revenge. Oh, slave.
Who did strike out the light?
Was not the way.
There's but one down. The sun is fled.
We've lost best half of our affair.
Well, let's away and say how much is done.
You know your own degree. Sit down. At first and last, the hearty welcome.
Thanks to your majesty.
Ourself will mingle with society and play the humble host. Our hostess keeps her state, but in best time we will require her welcome.
Pronounce it for me, sir. To all our friends, for my heart speaks, they are welcome.
See, they encounter thee with their heart's thanks. Both sides are even. Here, I'll sit in the midst. Be large in mirth. Anon, we'll drink a measure the table round. There's blood upon thy face.
'Tis Banquo's, then.
'Tis better thee without than he within. Is he dispatched?
My lord, his throat is cut. That I did for him.
Thou art the best of the cutthroats. Yet he's good that did the like for Fleance. If thou didst it, thou art the nonpareil.
Most royal sir, Fleance is escaped.
Then comes my fit again. I had else been perfect. Whole as the marble. Founded as the rock, as broad and general as the casing air. But now I am cabined, cribbed, confined, bound in to saucy doubts and fears. But Banquo's safe?
Aye, my good lord. Safe in a ditch he bides, with 20 trenched gashes on his head. At least a death to nature.
Thanks for that. There the grown serpent lies. The worm that's fled hath nature that in time will venom breed. No teeth for the present. Get thee gone. Tomorrow we'll hear ourselves again.
My royal lord, you do not give the cheer. The feast is sold, that is not often vouched while 'tis a making. 'Tis given with welcome. To feed were best at home. From thence, the source to meet is ceremony. Meeting were bare without it.
Sweet remembrancer. Now, good digestion wait on appetite, and health on both.
May it please your highness, sit.
Here, had we now our country's honour ruled, were the graced person of our Banquo present, who may I rather challenge for unkindness than pity for mischance.
His absence, sir, lays blame upon his promise. Pleased, your highness, to grace us with your royal company.
The table's full.
Here is a place reserved, sir.
Where?
Here, my good lord. What is it that moves your highness?
Which of you have done this?
What, my good lord?
Thou canst not say I did it! Never shake thy gory locks at me!
Gentlemen, rise. His Highness is not well.
Sit, worthy friends. My lord is often thus, and hath been from his youth. Pray you keep seat. The fit is momentary. Upon a thought he will again be well. If much you note him, you shall offend him and extend his passion. Feed and regard him not. Are you a man?
Aye, and a bold one, that dare look on that which might appall the devil.
Oh, proper stuff. This is the very painting of your fear. This is the air-drawn dagger which you said led you to Duncan. Oh, these flaws and starts, impostors to true fear, would well become a woman's story at a winter's fire, authorised by her grandam. Shame itself! Why do you make such faces? When all's done, you look but on a stool.
Prithee, see there! Behold, look! Lo! How say you? Why, what care I? If thou canst not, speak too! If charnel houses and our graves must send those that we bury back, our monument shall be the moors of kites!
What? Quite unmanned in folly.
If I stand here, I saw him.
Fie for shame.
Blood hath been shed ere now. In the olden time, a humane statute purged the gentle wheel. Aye, and since two murders have been performed too terrible for the ear, the times has been that when the brains were out, the man would die and there an end. But now they rise again with 20 mortal murders on their crowns and push us from our stools. This is more strange than such a murder is.
My worthy lord, your noble friends do lack you.
I do forget. Do not muse at me, my most worthy friends. I have a strange infirmity which is nothing to those that know me. Come, love and health to all. Then I'll sit down. Give me some wine. Fill full. I drink to the general joy of the whole table, and to our dear friend Banquo, whom we miss. Would he were here! To all and him we thirst, and all to all.
Our duties and the pledge.
Avant! And quit my sight! Let the earth hide thee! Thy bones are marrowless, thy blood is cold. Thou hast no speculation in those eyes which thou dost glare with.
Think of this, good peers, but as a thing of custom. 'Tis no other, only it spoils the pleasure of the time.
What man dare, I dare. Approach thou like the rugged Russian bear, the armed rhinoceros or the Hyrcan tiger. Take any shape but that, and my firm nerve shall never tremble. Or be alive again, and dare me to the desert with thy sword. If trembling I inhabit then, protest me the baby of a girl. Hence, horrible shadow, unreal mockery, hence! Why so? Being gone, I am a man again. Pray you, sit still.
You have displaced the mirth, broke the good meeting with most admired disorder.
Can such things be, and overcome us like a summer's cloud, without our special wonder? You make me strange even to the disposition that I owe, when now I think you can behold such sights and keep the natural ruby of your cheeks, when mine is blanched with fear.
What sights, my lord?
I pray you speak not. He grows worse and worse. Question enrages him. At once, good night. Stand not upon the order of your going, but go at once.
Good night, and better health attend his majesty.
A kind good night to all.
It will have blood, they say. Blood will have blood. Stones have been known to move and trees to speak. Augurs and understood relations have by magpies and choughs and rooks brought forth the secret's man of blood. What is the night?
Almost at odds with morning, which is which.
How sayest thou that Macduff denies his person at our great bidding?
Did you send to him, sir?
I hear it by the way, but I will send. There's not a one of them, but in his house I keep a servant feed. I will tomorrow, and betimes I will, to the weird sisters. More shall they speak, for now I am bent to know by the worst means the worst. For mine own good, all causes shall give way. I am in blood, stepped in so far, that should I wade no more, returning were as tedious as go o'er. Strange things I have in head that will to hand, which must be acted ere they may be scanned.
You lack the season of all natures, sleep.
Come, we'll to sleep. My strange and self-abuse is the initiate fear that wants hard use. We are yet but young, indeed.
In this episode of William Shakespeare's Macbeth, Lady Macbeth was played by Jackie Danielle and William Gilbert was the servant. The part of Macbeth was played by John Lovett. John Geraghty was the first murderer, William Gilbert the second murderer, and Rob Bell the third murderer. Rob Jenkins played Banquo. Steve Hart was Lennox, and David Whitney was Ross. The play was directed by William Gilbert.